Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, verses 4 to 6. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 96. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is we gain, not lose, when we give Him His glory. According to St. Matthew's Gospel, our Lord Jesus triumphantly entered the city of Jerusalem on a Monday in preparation for His passion, death, and resurrection. Thus, in today's Gospel passage, the stage is being set for the final drama between our Lord Jesus, the chief priests, and the elders of the people. The atmosphere was tense on Tuesday after the triumphant entry because our Lord Jesus had driven out from the temple those selling and buying. Thus, our Lord Jesus concluded after that incident that His people were not practicing God's word, especially because the chief priests and elders of the people had become unspiritual and were unwilling to accept the good news. In response, the elders and the chief priests decided to trap our Lord Jesus in what He said. And so, having been criticized publicly with the parables of the two sons, the wicked tenants, and the wedding feast, for not bearing fruits of righteousness, the Pharisees, accompanied by the Herodians, asked our Lord Jesus whether it was right to pay taxes to the occupying Roman power led by Caesar or not. It is important to note that our Lord Jesus' response does not question or negate the filing of our tax returns, nor is it a justification for the separation between church and state. However, a positive answer would have been used by the Pharisees to label Him, our Lord Jesus, as a traitor to the law and His people. And a negative answer would have given the Herodians an opportunity to charge Him with treason against Rome. Thus, it is obvious that the Pharisees and the Herodians were immersed in religion, but not in the spirit of the scripture. If they had read and understood today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah, who says that our Lord is unrivaled, there is no other God besides Him, and apart from Him, all is nothing, it would have dawned on them, the Pharisees and the Herodians, that the glory and power due to God cannot be attained or usurped by man or woman. And so, my brother, my sister, when we give the Lord the glory of His name in what we do and say, the Caesars of our time, the Caesars of today, would have little or nothing to gain from our covenant with God. Yes, as God's people, it is right to be involved in the activities of our world. Hence, we must learn to secure our well-being, but not to the detriment of our faith and life in Christ Jesus. In other words, my brothers, my sisters, God's central spot in our lives must never be overshadowed by our daily affairs and challenges of life. In fact, we must strive to conform our daily activities to the will of God, for apart from Him, we cannot succeed in the strictest sense of the word. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.